Typically, the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKen is associated with either natural or ecological environmental issues, or issues of human compassion, character traits, virtue, sympathy, generating within the human being a penchant for mercy rather than for cruelty. But there are various midrashim that overlay a messianic or an apocalyptic aim or agenda for the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKen. Now, of course, in general, the Jewish people are compared to doves, particularly in Shir HaShirim, and that dove-like comparison is pivoted primarily on the loyalty of a dove and the loyalty that Am Yisrael demonstrates to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is already latent in Parshas Noach, and the imagery of the dove being unable to find a resting place to find dry land, as almost a gloss for Jewish history, that the dove cannot find, the Jewish people cannot return home. This is, of course, articulated by Yehuda Halevi in his Zemira, in his poem, Yonah Matzah Voma Noach V'Sham Yanuchu Yegiei Koach, which speaks about the dove looking for rest and employing the rest of Shabbos, the relaxation and the peace and the tranquility of Shabbos, as almost a paradigm for a messianic, apocalyptic rest. But the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKen in particular, and its role in the historical process, in the process of Jewish redemption, is not specifically enunciated by the Medrash, but it is mentioned in an interesting Zohar. The Zohar overlays Shiluach HaKen as a gloss for the struggle of Galus and the struggle of Jewish exile. The Kan Tzipor represents the nest of Jewish sovereignty and of Jewish monarchy. Ephrochim are the tribes, the little babies are the tribes, Eser Shvatim, or the Shnei Masar Shvatim, 12 tribes. The eggs themselves are the Jewish people, and the difference between the eggs and the babies is not crucial at this stage. And when a person chances upon a mother tending to her babies, and he sends away the mother, and here the key is not necessarily taking the babies without the mother as a show of mercy, but actually sending a mother away from her babies, that is essentially dramatizing the narrative of Galus, that a mother is no longer with her babies, and this lends a concrete dimension to Galus. The Zohar cites the beginning of Yeshaya, Perek Nun uvepish achem shulcha imchem, through your sins your mother was exiled. And that, either cosmologically and metaphysically, raises certain sadness in Shamayim, that now this mother is separate from her children, now there's a consciousness of our mother being separated from our children, or at the very least, if not metaphysically, within the person himself, raises sensitivity to the tragedy of Galus. Now, what's interesting about this Zohar are three points. Number one, as I just mentioned, that the redemptive process is not just driven by metaphysical or cosmological forces, but by human awareness and consciousness of Galus, and that's always the dilemma of Galus. On the one hand, Jewish people have resilience. The Jewish nation is able to achieve stability, continuity, a sense of normalcy. We're not a religion or a people that's tethered exclusively to a land. Our religion is tensile and flexible, but sometimes it becomes too normal. We become too accepting of our fate. And a mitzvah like Shiluach HaKen is meant to shatter that tranquility and to debunk that sense of normalcy. It highlights the pitiable state of a mother being separated from her children. And if not just metaphysically, as Rabbeinu Bechaye alludes to, but in the heart of the Jew who performs Shiluach HaKen, it rallies our emotions and thereby advances Gula. Number two, it uses a tragedy in the natural world, not a tragedy, but an inconsistency, an incongruity, a discrepancy, the distance between mother and babies, to reflect upon a national and historical tragedy. And just like there's a natural alignment that suggests that mothers tend to their children, to their babies, similarly that alignment should have our people living in the land of Israel. And when we're out of the land of Israel, that's a disaster, not just in historical proportions, but as if nature itself is awry, nature itself is misaligned. And finally, of course, it reminds us that we have a father and we have a mother. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of course, is often likened to our father, Avinu Shebashamayim, Banim Atem LaShem Elokechem, Ka'asher Yaser Ish Espino, HaShem Elokechem Miasrecha. In this narrative, and in this imagery process of Shiluach HaKen, the mother is probably Eretz Yisrael. As alluded to in the first parak we recite in Hallel, Eim HaBanim Smecha Halaluka, that our land is our mother. And when we return, this is based on the various nevuos, that the land is promised to see her children again and to see the return of her children. Unlike certain cultures, the German culture, for example, which sees the land as a fatherland, for Jews, it's a motherland who eagerly embraces and eagerly nurtures through her fertility, through her nature and nurturing, through the natural produce. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our father, but Eretz Yisrael is our motherland. And part of that a complementary relationship, is highlighted by the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKen, which focuses on the mother. So there are three elements of Jewish geula, which are enunciated by this play, or this ruse, to mimic the effects of galus. Number one, beyond the metaphysical element, which of course is very prominent in Kabbalah, it raises sensitivity amongst the Jew in exile. Number baderach, that lends more emphasis to the Lashon HaPasuk that you perform Shiluach HaKen Baderach, which is suggestive of on a journey, not just a journey from your home location, but a historical journey from the land of Israel and from Jewish monarchy. Number two, that it parallels a natural tragedy with historical tragedy, reminding us that our historical trajectory is intertwined and integrated with a natural reality. And then number three, it highlights the fact that Eretz Yisrael is our motherland.